It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all. And tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
The Afghanistan plan.
The sooner we can finish, the better.
Trump border policy reinstated.
This is not by any means the end of the road.
Wanted. A few good teachers.
Were you fully staffed when you started class?
We were not.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden says he intends to finish the U.S. pullout from Afghanistan by the August 31st deadline as thousands jam the airport in Kabul hoping for a flight out. Our coverage begins with CBS's Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
President Biden intends to stick to his August 31st deadline to pull U.S. troops out of Afghanistan, but admits that could change.
I've asked the Pentagon and the State Department for contingency plans to adjust the timetable, should that become necessary.
Risks include tenuous cooperation from the Taliban and possible terrorist attacks. And as evacuations continue, two members of Congress made an unauthorized trip to Kabul Tuesday, unleashing a flurry of criticism that they simply created a distraction and took up seats for evacuating U.S. citizens and allies. Representatives Seth Moulton and Peter Meyer, both veterans, said in a statement, after talking with commanders on the ground and seeing the situation here, it's obvious we won't get everyone out on time.
Correspondent Holly Williams is at the U.S. military base in Ramstein, Germany, temporary home for some Afghans who fled the Taliban.
Rakhmat Safari worked as an interpreter for U.S. Special Forces.
If you hadn't got out, what would the Taliban have done to you?
They're going to kill me right away.
He told us his family owe their lives to a former Green Beret who became a friend.
His name is Greg Adams. He's back in the United States. He helped us a lot.
Major Greg Adams is now a civilian. From his home in Seattle, he remotely guided Rakhmat and other Afghan interpreters through the chaos at Kabul's airport using text messages.
Is it too much of a stretch to say that Rakhmat and other translators kept you alive?
It's not a stretch at all. That's what we know, and that's why we're working so hard to try to take care of them right now.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ordered the Biden administration to reinstate a Trump border policy. It forces migrants to remain in Mexico while they seek asylum in the U.S. Omar Jadwad of the American Civil Liberties Union says the ruling is a setback.
People were subjected to really horrible crimes, lived in daily fear for their lives in many cases for months or years on end, just because they were trying to get the protection of the laws of the United States.
The administration allowed some 13,000 people to stay here after suspending the policy. The House has passed a more than $3 trillion budget framework and a voting rights bill, and has set a date next month for a vote on infrastructure. Published reports indicate a classified U.S. intelligence report on the origins of the coronavirus was inconclusive, mostly because of a lack of information from China. CBS's Mark Strassman is in Mississippi, a state that's called in 1,000 extra health care workers to deal with a COVID case surge in hospitals.
Pediatrician Dr. Anita Henderson works at the Hattiesburg Clinic. She describes COVID's impact on kids here as a freight train.
Our clinics are overrun.
And what would you say to people who say, they're young, they'll be fine?
We're seeing that in our pediatric population, kids who can't play the flute anymore, kids who can't participate in sports anymore. And that's heartbreaking.
Worrisome to Henderson, more than half of this state's 82 counties have no pediatricians.
Florida's Orange County has become the latest to defy Governor Ron DeSantis's ban on mask mandates. 11 are now imposing them in schools. And from a new study this morning, there's evidence that seems to back the case for booster shots.
The British researchers found that 6 months after their second jab, people's protection against COVID had fallen to 74% for the Pfizer vaccine and 67% for AstraZeneca. Dr. Adam Finn says so far it appears both vaccines still protect against hospitalization.
But obviously we're having to watch that very carefully and seeing if there are any signs that the people who received the vaccines earliest, that's the elderly, the healthcare workers, are beginning to lose their protection against serious illness.
The researchers also said vaccination has prevented around 85,000 deaths in England so far. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
And Johnson & Johnson says its booster shot vaccine offers a nine-fold increase in antibodies. Fire officials in Northern California say people who've been forced out of their homes by the Caldor fire have to be patient. It's still too dangerous and winds have been unpredictable. Leslie Rogers has been out of her home for a week.
It's a glorified camping trip that's costing way too much money, and I just want to go home.
More than 400 homes have been destroyed by the fire. The push now is to try to keep the big blaze from advancing toward Lake Tahoe. The mask debate has dominated back-to-school conversations, but as we hear from CBS's Nancy Chen, there's also a teacher shortage.
When students recently returned to Illinois' LaSalle Brew High School, the number of teachers didn't add up. Superintendent Stephen Robleski says the pandemic has accelerated a teacher shortage.
It would not be uncommon to have between 50 and 100 applicants in years past. And so now if we get between 1 and 5 applicants, that's a good day.
Nearly 30% of National Education Association members say the pandemic has led them to plan leaving teaching earlier than expected.
I need to cut these brownies.
In Wisconsin, Anthony Schnell retired this June after 29 years of teaching, dedicating himself full-time to his family's bakery outside Madison.
I was a chemistry teacher, and you deal with numbers a lot, and numerically, it only made sense for me to leave teaching.
A torn hamstring has forced Serena Williams to pull out of the upcoming U.S. Open. Well, there's been a steady drumbeat of tributes for a Rolling Stone. Charlie Watts, the Stones drummer who died yesterday at 80, hailed by Paul McCartney on social media.
Condolences to the Stones. This will be a huge blow to them because Charlie was a rock and a fantastic drummer, steady as a rock.
Elton John called Watts the ultimate drummer. On the Keith Richards Twitter page, a picture of a solitary drum kit with a closed sign. Forget the Tide Pods. The internet has something new and nutty.
The latest challenge to sweep through social media is the Milk Crate Challenge. And here's a warning. Don't do it. In the challenge, people climb up a pyramid of milk crates that are stacked up. You try to get as high as you can, and then, if you're lucky, you climb back down. Most people aren't lucky, though, and the crates tumble to the ground.
Oh, there goes Carl!
And so do you. Hospitals are seeing a rise in torn ligaments, fractured wrists, and dislocated hips from people trying to do this. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The Paralympics underway today in Tokyo. Some positive COVID cases have turned up, 9 in the past 3 days. A cyclist from Australia won the first gold medal. Medals are also being contested on day one in swimming and wheelchair fencing. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.